This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you something wild. Peregrine falcon, fierce, fast, high cliff dweller, symbol of the wild. All true, but increasingly peregrines can be found nesting in urban canyons of concrete and steel. Manchester was the first of three urban peregrine territories in New Hampshire, and by far the best known. For several decades now, mostly unobserved by humans below, Manchester's peregrines have been plummeting headfirst, aerodynamic speed machines, wings in a tight tuck, aimed at pigeons for the most part. By early March, courtship flights include rollovers, mock attacks, chases, and U-shaped swoops. 50 years ago, these dramatic flights had all but disappeared from the East, back in the era of DDT and other pesticides. Birds high on the food chain accumulated contaminant levels that inhibited proper eggshell formation. After an unprecedented restoration effort, the peregrines are back, with 20 known and well-monitored territories in the state. As for the Manchester urbanites, that male is a New Hampshire native from Cathedral Ledge near North Conway. I know him well. 13 years ago, I rappelled down the cliff face to band him and his sister, and I've put ID bands on his 35 Manchester offspring, too. More often than not, peregrines hatched from urban sites choose urban nesting territories as adults. Many people have come to know the Manchester peregrines through what's been called Manchester's one and only reality TV show. Starting in early March, a webcam broadcasts action at the nest. Check the Something Wild website for a link. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.